let's give it up. Let's get enthusiastic. Let's get down with the program.
You touched my dick.
Jim, come on. Now, you did grab my stuff, and you know that. Of course.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hey, everybody. How's your beaver feeling today?
Mine's great. Just cleaned the pelt. Things nice. Looking real good. Well, well, well. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's another episode. You guys thought we weren't going to do one. Well, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're dead wrong.
Egg on your face.
Did you see that one guy from Valpo said he got a fucking ticket from a Valpo bike cop?
Yeah, the Valpo bike cops are giving out seatbelt tickets. John Little started a movement, the smoke detector.
Yeah.
Seatbelt movement has picked up a lot more steam than I think any of us ever imagined.
I think it really does boggle the mind. I looked it up, but Valpo evidently got bike cops in 2004,
wow,
they had four people, and they claim it was such a huge hit with community outreach, which, by the way, I don't know who they're reaching out to. They doubled their force in 2007.
Wow, force has been around a long time. They've gotten the lay of the land. They know where the potholes are, where they're not.
Dude, they even said they're like, and then they patrol the neighborhoods and the commercial district. I was like, dude, this is Valpo. There's no districts. And why the fuck do you need bike cops? This fucking town is such a piece of shit now. It blows my fucking mind. They're trying to be like like Austin or fucking Seattle.
Maybe they'll be like a South by Southwest type festival. Dude,
you know what they are? They're fucking posers. That's what they are. Valpo's is posing as a city that has something to offer.
Maybe they got rid of their cars on the cop force.
Well, they do have bike sharing now.
Only bikes.
They're trying to turn it into some sort of like a artist utopia.
They're trying to be hip.
I liked it when it used to, it was what it was. It's authentic self.
They should have go-kart cops.
That'd actually be cool. Like Mario Kart.
ATV. Somebody sent me, I forget who, in St. Louis, they're having a big ATV problem.
Oh, I read that. That was
and
great.
The police are basically like, we can't do anything about it. And so if you commit a crime on ATVs, they're like, we won't pursue you.
Yeah,
which is a bad message to give to criminals.
How amazing is that? Dude, also, they're terrorizing citizens.
Yeah, like just running red lights. I think somebody shot a gun on
them. It's literally Mad Max.
Yeah, these guys are just like DMX, the Rough Riders are riding wild.
He did start that, though. That was the first time I'd ever seen guys riding ATVs on the street. Like in a city, like in the country, we used to do it all the time.
No, I don't know. He is the forefather of the urban ATV movement.
I will say this, though. When we were younger, like this is early 90s, we used to ride our snowmobile through town.
You guys,
and we did run into police,
maybe,
but they couldn't do anything because they couldn't catch us.
DMX was riding through there as a...
But you know what? What inspired me, because in the 80s, we had one really bad blizzard. And down the highway, I saw guys riding fucking snowmobiles. And that inspired me. So those guys were the real trailblazers.
Are there blinkers? Or you got to use hand signals? Or
no, you just fucking go. You're driving a snowmobile down the highway.
John Little would approve of that.
Yeah.
It's the American dream.
I got to be honest with you. It is pretty fun. Like, if I had an ATV, I would consider driving it down my street. If I had it parked in my garage, right where I live right now.
It'd be bizarre to see an ATV on the streets of LA.
It's got to be going on somewhere. I mean, I don't think St. Louis, Philly, I know they were doing ATVs down the street.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think they're alive and well. It's just that you got to find them.
Yeah.
Courtney and I got the free sample of ESPN Plus because we wanted to see that Cowboy Cerrone fight.
Yeah, it's a good fight.
ESPN Plus could be the shittiest service I've ever seen in my life.
So what is it, part of your cable or is it like an app for your computer?
It's either or. But so we use it through the Roku when we're watching it on TV.
But it's different than regular ESPN.
Yeah.
So you have to pay an additional sum.
It loaded, I'd say, once every 30 seconds.
Shut up.
Maybe about that. So like 20 times per round. Just
shut it. Paused.
Yeah, loading, and then you would miss what happened.
How would they fuck up that bad? They're owned by Disney,
and I guess people constantly hit up Courtney because of the show she's on about, like listeners are like, you have to talk about how bad, like it's so bad. Like it's so hard to watch. Like, it,
and this isn't just this time. This happens every time.
Apparently, yeah, this is my first experience with it. So that's all I can talk about. But yeah, apparently people aren't happy with it. Yeah, it's Disney owned. It's ESPN's a big company. It's just crazy. UFC's involved. It's,
well, they're trying to get in the digital fucking market. Why would you,
and you have to pay,
beta tested this before you take it to market?
You have to pay like $6 a month. It's like you're paying for this horrible service.
That's ridiculous.
Like it was so, I was making me so annoyed that I could barely like even watch what was on the screen, which was not much, but man. I was like, this is crazy that something this big is still having this many problems. Like towards the end, it finally cleared up, but it was like already at that point, it was like such a bad experience that it's like, I'm not paying for this shit.
Plus apps, live streaming, that technology has been around for a while. Like it's not in its infancy here.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure what they're, it was crazy. I was baffled by it.
Dana White should issue everybody an apology.
Yeah, you went against Cerrone.
I know.
It's all Donnie as a father, that's undefeated.
Yeah, it's true,
Daddy Donald.
Yeah, I lost some money on that one, but yeah, it was a good fight. Also,
that Ally and Kint is a tough motherfucker.
He looked very small though for that, for compared to Cerrone,
cutting down from, I know, coming down from 70.
I know.
He, Donnie is like, did you see? He has like every UFC record.
I know. Like most win bonuses, like
most finishes, most like knockouts, I think.
He's been fighting in there for a long fucking time.
No, I know. It's just crazy to see.
He fights like 4 times a year.
Then he has almost every record across the board. You're like, you don't think of it because he's never had a belt, but that's like the one thing that's eluded him that I think he wants.
My concern with him is at age 45, I'm feeling there's going to be some serious brain issues.
Yeah, he's taking some punishment.
Like, I think he's going to be slurry and CTE-ish.
Yeah, and he fights so much and trains so much, obviously.
BJ Penn says he's still going for a title.
Yeah, definitely. Anderson Silva's calling out Conor McGregor. It's sad to see some of these guys stick around too long. It's like, just go away.
Well, it's crazy. He hasn't won since 2010.
Who, or BJ Penn?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Anderson just keeps testing positive for all this shit.
The thing about Anderson, I will say, is that Anderson Silva did go toe-to-toe with Israel.
Adesanya?
Yeah, And he gave him a good fight. He gave him he didn't get whipped by any means.
Just so weird to call out though. Connor is so much smaller.
Well, no, I know.
It doesn't even make sense.
But BJ Penn saying I'm still fighting for a title.
Yeah, I think he's a little out of it, a little loopy.
Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, the Cerrone, that was an exciting fight. It was a good fucking fight. Those front kicks to the face would have finished any man. But,
oh yeah, a lot of the shots too. He was nailing.
Yeah, there was good.
I'd like to see Donald McGregor because I think they would stand up and they would battle it out.
I think that here's my only concern with Cerrone.
McGregor would probably catch him, but
Cerrone's a slow starter, and McGregor is a very fast starter. Yeah. And then the pendulum swings when you get to round three.
No, and if you get hit with that left from Connor, it's going to be lights out.
I think the best fight I saw this week was I ran into a YouTube clip of Joe Lozon fighting Dan Lozon in a full MMA battle in their front yard during like a barbecue with the whole neighborhood around. By the way, they live in a neighborhood like yours. Like it's a regular residential neighborhood. The house is a little closer together, but I think it's in Massachusetts. And they're fighting in the front yard. People have lawn chairs everywhere. And
like they're like in MMA gear?
Full MMA gloves. And
like no shirts?
Nothing. Just shorts.
What the fuck?
And the only thing you can't do is elbow to the face and knee to the face. But dude, they are full on swinging at each other.
Is there an old man, the ref?
There was like an uncle there who was like, and dude, I felt bad for his brother. Remember when Joe Lozon wouldn't corner his brother Dan? Because he didn't train properly for the fight. So he said, fuck him. So the guy basically went to the UFC fight with nobody in his corner. Because even his coach wouldn't do it because he said he didn't reach the terms of their agreement for training. So I felt bad for him because Lozon, dude. And then there was literally, so it wasn't that if you got finished, there was another fucking round. It was like the old craze rules where it was like you're just gonna best out of three.
Just keep going.
So he whipped him, and then his brother called him a pussy and shoved him. Then they fucking got into it again. Then at the end, he told, like, there were people like fuck you. Like, there's bad fucking blood here.
Joe Lozano, I think he has children, I believe.
This was, they had to be a little bit younger. But they may, I can't tell if it was like before they got the UFC or during the UFC.
Did, like, do you think they put out a donation hat for if
no,
you
no.
came and watched?
It looked
free?
Like it was just family like hanging around, because at the end they're like, thanks, Ted, for coming out, man.
How does that end? Like, they just go get changed and then hang around and have the barbecue?
Well, so Joe whipped his ass pretty good for like 10 minutes. And then at the end, Dan was pissed, stormed into the house. Everyone was congratulating Joe. That's when I felt the worst for Dan Lozano.
Went in his room and cried like he was a young kid. Dude, I hate you guys.
They were pretty young. I mean, maybe this was before the UFC, but dude, I mean, they were swinging with bad intentions. They weren't pulling punches here. And then some guy who was either the father or the uncle was like, hey, thanks, Sally. Good to see you. Thanks for coming out. And then everyone's grabbing their lawn chairs and like either walking back to their house or going back to their cars.
Diaz brothers, like, they know they wouldn't fight each other, to my knowledge, but they do like the concept of a front yard fight.
I dug deeper into it. I guess Joe Lozano wanted to fight his brother in a UFC fight, but they both lost on the same card. And so then he's like, that scraps any chance of he and I ever fighting in the UFC against each other.
And so he's like, let's do it in the front yard.
If you look it up, just look up Dan Lozano. It's a fascinating watch, because you're like, what the fuck are these guys doing?
After their
the
mom.
Parents fully supporting.
Their mom fought their aunt.
It seemed like that.
It was a family fight card.
I was like, dude, I would hate to be part of this family, because I could tell that Dan Lozano did not want to fight at all.
Well, I'm
and
sure
they're really pressuring him into it.
Everyone must have said, you got to do it.
Yeah, because people were like, come on, Joe, kick his ass. And I was like, dude,
people
he openly, already is whipping
people
him.
People openly rooting against this one guy.
I was like, no wonder he didn't train hard and was probably drinking, because he was like, no one supported the fucking guy.
He's in the shadow.
Terrible
in the
him.
Shadow of Joe's ears.
It was sad.
I don't know if you can bet on that on BetDSI, but there's a lot of other things you can bet on.
That's
on there.
True.
That's true. When this comes out, it'll already be passed. But
Rose we do that a lot.
Rose Namajunas is fighting. There's a lot of always UFC fights. There's Bellator fights.
Jack Swagger's fighting tonight.
Yeah, I don't think that's his real name, but it's Jack something.
Did you see the guy he's fighting?
No.
He's like, I work at a meat plant.
Oh,
dude, the first guy that he fought was some fucking chump that they just pulled off. This other guy that he's fighting, literally, he's 1-1. He hasn't fought since 2017, and he goes, I took some time off the meat plant to fight him. I hope that he beats Jack Swagger.
You can bet on former WWE wrestler Jack Swagger. He was a Division
What's
I wrestler.
Jack Hager? Jake Hager?
It's very similar to Jack
I think
Swagger.
It's Jake
but it's
Hager.
Not. You can bet on guys like him. You can bet on the meat plant guy. Maybe you think he's going to win.
That'd be a big upset. I hope he wins, though. But this guy, by the way, is like, he just look, he. Imagine Roy Nelson if Roy Nelson let himself go.
Whoa. There's horse races you can bet on. You got to be careful with those with these crazy DQs. There's
that Kentucky Derby, man. That was a fucking crazy.
The NBA basketball playoffs are in full swing. The Guy Fieri Warriors, unfortunately, won last night. And there's all sorts of things you can bet on. Get on BetDSI. You can use it on your phone. Get your money. You can help the show. You can help yourself. Use the promo code DO101.
I got a DO101 tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's right on my wiener. We do this show naked. So.
Very nice. Sad news for the Das Man as Lethal Weapons has
canceled?
Been canceled.
What's he going to do now?
I don't know. He's going to have to find a new show.
Is Magnum P's Eye still on?
Magnum P's is okay, but it's no Lethal Weapons.
Hawaii 5-0, is that still on?
Do you think he's more upset about Lethal Weapons being canceled than he is like being denied any sort of parole or getting out?
Dude, I think, honestly, I don't think he's having... I'm speaking just from my opinion, I think he's doing all right in there. I don't know what he would be doing on the outside, just watching TV probably, And
well, now he's in
you'd
medium,
be forced to work.
He's probably in medium security now. He's doing the hobbies, which he probably wouldn't pursue.
I bet he has more friends now than he would if he were out of prison.
More like-minded people, I would imagine, that he's hanging out with.
He doesn't have Bobby Dassey polluting his mind with all of these and internet searches.
And his computer.
I don't know if this is like such a bad place for him. This is almost like a summer camp that's going to last 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, who knows? He may, like, when he gets out, he may be hating.
Mom, I hate it outside. Can you buy an ice machine that I can watch? I mean, I don't think Das Man was... I have a feeling that Das Man's day-to-day routine, if he were free, would be like watching TV, eating the equivalent of commissary...
He definitely...
And playing video games.
I picture his breakfast being like a 2-liter Mountain Dew right out of the bottle.
For sure.
With like a huge bag of like Funyuns or...
Yeah, or a Snickers bar.
Or Cheetos, and his hands are all like juicy from the Cheeto grease, and he's putting it on the controllers.
And people are like...
Barb's like, you gotta stop doing that, Brandon!
People are always like, Dassey, you touching this fucking remote again? You got orange fucking juice all over it.
So, well, I'm sorry.
I actually could see him drinking Fanta in the morning.
Or like maybe even Faygo.
You think he's a juggalo?
He could be.
Mom, Faygo is probably the most nutritious drink there is.
I know. I won't say who it is, but I won't tell that story. I don't know if it's incriminating to anybody.
What, drinking Faygo?
No, I'll tell you after.
Okay. People love when that happens.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. I apologize. Moving on, I went to the zoo. I have the pass to the zoo for baby Barb. She really enjoys it.
You're loving
there.
The zoo.
It's when you have a kid, it's very good. You know, you go there, the kid enjoys. There's a lot of other kids.
Yeah.
It's just like a good afternoon for like you can go. You know, it's consistent. You know that they enjoy it.
They should be allowed to go in with the animals.
Yeah, I agree. You could pay like $25 to go feed the shitty flamingos. I was like, or like $50 maybe. I was like, that's a lot of money.
Wait, what does that entail?
I never saw it. I saw it when I was there last. You just sit down with a fucking, like a solo cup almost, and they just eat out of the cup.
Yeah, but they smell terrible.
Wait, I don't want to be near flamingos. Sounds horrible.
Wait, how much does it cost?
It was either $25 or $50.
That's a fucking feed the pigeons.
It's a major ripoff.
That's crazy.
When like when you're looking at them, you're not that far away. Like I was behind say the fence, you're like 5 feet away.
When you walk in, aren't they right there?
Yeah, like right at the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's an odd amount of money.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
To charge. But so we went to, there's all these shows they advertise for, like, you know, like come see the...
What, like the gorillas put on a play?
Not like that. I wish, but...
Shakespeare and the chimp cage?
They're too wild. But we went to the bird show. Baby Barb likes birds, so much to my chagrin, I'm not a fan of birds.
You guys might have to buy a bird.
I would never buy a bird. But so we went to the bird show. And Courtney was worried that we like weren't gonna like make it on time. Like it's not like ticketed. Like we're, and she's like, could be packed. I'm like, it's gonna be fine.
But if you miss the beginning, how are you gonna know what's going on in the middle?
That's true.
So she might have a point here.
So unfortunately,
what does the bird show entail?
So we get there early, which was a huge mistake.
Like what? Like an hour early to get a good seat?
10 minutes. And so there's this guy. He's wearing the zoo garb, you know, the Steve Irwin basic uniform, the khaki shirt, khaki shorts, wearing the Asian wraparound huge hat. He's a white guy.
Is that the safari hat?
Yeah, they're like but big.
Yeah.
So like the big straw safari hat.
What is it, like a comical oversized straw hat?
It just looked like he was paranoid of sun because he had the Ryan O'Neal application of nose.
Oh, really?
Sunscreen. Very.
But he has the hat.
Very heavily douched on. Like his nose was pure white. That was the only part of his face that really had it.
I only do that when I go bodyboarding because of the sun. Like you know where to hide.
So then he had like 1960, like Vietnam War era, like military glasses, like the black.
Did you ask if they were Vietnamese?
It could have been. He had a huge, like ZZ Top style gray beard.
That's
and
good.
Gray hair and beautiful black Velcro shoes, I noticed. So he was basically doing crowd warm up. I don't think he was asked to do crowd warm up.
Ooh, man.
He takes this opportunity. He seemed like a volunteer. Who's like, I'm here. There's a crowd here.
Oh, fuck.
They're sitting here. They have nowhere to go. Beautiful opportunity for me to try out some of my great jokes. It was fucking painful. Were people laughing or were people all cringing? Mostly cringing, but some idiots were encouraging it. But like, you know, I think some of them were like, just feel awkward.
Also, like, it's a bad spot to do it in LA because there's so many like industry people that probably go to the zoo to take their kids there, especially if they're doing the bird show.
You know, you
so they're like, this fucking idiot.
I was like, keep my eyes down. I want nothing to do with this guy.
Did you have to? Sometimes I have to walk away in those situations.
I was like, this is painful to sit through. He was like, I think it was a kid.
Was he interacting? Like, was he calling on people?
Oh yeah.
Were you deathly afraid he was going to call on you?
I think he did say something to me, and I didn't even answer.
Yeah, that's my greatest fear. Some guy who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing calling on me.
So he's like, hey, it's some guy, either a guy or a kid behind us. Like, he's like, hey, you got your shoes off? And the person was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, good, yeah.
What does that mean?
He's like, I'm a troublemaker. Oh, you got to be careful with me. I was just like trying to scare
I like guys
him.
That are self-proclaimed. It's the same as being like, oh, you guys don't get this because you're stupid. These jokes are great.
Here's a sample of some of his material. By the way,
this is all copyrighted by him.
Kept repeating that he had been a kindergarten teacher for 31 years. And I was like, okay. He just kept saying it. And everyone was like, okay, like, cool, man. So he's like, I was a kindergarten teacher for 31 years. I speak 27 languages. And I could say, where are your parents getting here? In every one of them.
Oh,
and he was like, okay. So then,
what the fuck? Is he talking about?
So then he comes over to us. And we're like on this. I'm like, oh, boy.
Does he have like a mic or is he just
going
a cappella?
Yelling to people.
Just yelling.
Just walking around yelling at kids, like doing like dancing. They have music playing. He's dancing to the music. He was doing a backwards mule kick, leg kick to punctuate some of his jokes.
Do you think that people, his supervisors watching this, being like, this guy's doing great? Or do you think?
I think they hate him.
Get rid of him.
Well, because they had like the official people who worked with the birds, and I said I think they don't like this guy. They have to deal with this guy every fucking day.
You know what? He could be like a huge donor. Like he's like, I'm giving you $500,000, but the catch is I'm doing this fucking show every day.
He comes over to us. We were like, I intentionally sat like kind of to the side to get away from people. You know, I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
And he comes over. He's like, you guys gotta have to move. I got a hawk landing right about where you are. And I couldn't, and we moved. And I was like, was that shtick? Like, was he fucking with us? And so I was like, I guess we'll find out. So we moved. But then people sat like almost right where
we were. Ever a hawk that landed nearby?
So that bird, so some, they're like, oh, there's, some lady comes out. She has the cord with this mic. And she's like, there's so-and-so. She's up in the stands. And our hawk is getting like, if you look way up in the trees, you can see it. There's like a hawk way the fuck like on this hillside.
What? And so, who sets him up there?
I don't know. And so then she sits in the stands and has the glove and is just sitting there like close to people. And then all of a sudden you hear like a lot of walkie-talkie chatter. And the host is like, because I saw the bird and it like starts coming down and then it just starts like looping around and then it goes right back into the trees. And they're like freaking out. And the host is like, this happens. There's some wind, and it was like barely any wind whatsoever.
What he's saying, this thing can't land. By the way, I've seen fucking falcons and hawks flying in all sorts of fucking wind.
It was saying it got pushed off.
It's a lie.
Like an airplane.
That's a lie. She's like, so what? Some days it can't feed because of bad weather.
She's like, this is all positive reinforcement. And she was like, you could tell, freaking out on the inside. They were like, I could hear the walkie-talkie. Like, what's going on? I think they thought it was going to take off.
Do they have a backup hawk?
So then finally it did do it, but the lady had to leave the stands and walk like way up, like further, like towards it.
Dude, these things were built to fly in whatever weather there is. They're not airplanes.
Yeah.
Like that thing can dive bomb. That thing's just like, hey, fuck you guys. I'm not going to be your puppet.
One cool thing they did was they had like the water balloon launcher, like a setup one though, that was like attached to like.
Oh, and it would attack it?
And they put like a piece of meat and they went up and there was some huge bird fucking just got it out of the air.
Oh.
It's pretty sweet.
Dude, if those things were just a little smarter, they'd be like, fuck you, I'm going to the forest right there. I'm going to
live. All of them can get out if they want. They're like, they're all free to fly wherever they want to go. Mainly the show was birds flying in circles like around you.
birds. Great. Can't you just go outside and do that?
So, but these are like huge birds, like a fucking condor. Like those things are huge.
They had a condor?
Yeah.
That landed on a glove?
No, it lands on the ground, but it's like flying around, like near your head. You're like, whoa.
I've got to check this fucking, I live 5 minutes away. I haven't been there in
years. Yeah, there was, it's, you know, some parrots flying some circles.
You know what, that the zoo's probably the reason why we have fucking parrots now as indigenous species.
I'm sure a lot of them have taken off.
Yeah, tell me, I can't imagine that you can trade a parrot that well. We had a parrot for 35 years and the fucking thing would take off on us.
Some of the other guy's material, one of his great jokes was, he claims he had a kid who was 8, which I don't believe because of his age. He could, I guess. He's like,
probably impregnated one of the young staffers.
Who knows? Or an audience member who loved him. He said, the other day my kid said to me, Pop, when I grow up, I want to be a musician. I told him, pick one. Can't be both. I was like, oh my. Some guy near me was dying at that one. He's like, he likes it. And I was like, fuck you to that guy. Oh.
And then it's like going back to the open mic days.
Oh, it's horrible.
When you're like, what? I guarantee you that guy has gone to the Comedy Store to try to do the open mic.
I said to Courtney, like, how do you think this guy would handle it if I started like brutally heckling him? And she's like,
everyone would turn against you. Yeah, people would hate. Be like, fuck yeah, he's trying.
People would hate me. Yeah, even if what I was saying was funny. But it was tempting to be like, I want to tear this guy a fucking new asshole. I looked over at him during the show. He would lead loud applauses during the show when no one else was clapping. Like, come on, guys. And then the host was like, it's now illegal to use lead ammunition in California, like saying how it affects birds.
Yeah.
And he started a loud applause, like looking around like, oh, yeah, come on. That's a good thing, everybody.
Yeah, a lot of hunters are probably there. It doesn't affect that many fucking people.
At the end of the show, you could put a dollar bill or a five, whatever,
down his pants
in a parrot's mouth, and the parrot puts it in the donation box to like help endangered species.
Is that healthy for the parrot to touch dirty ass money?
I'd say no.
Why don't you just give him? Why don't you just let him lick a toilet seat?
I was tempted to put the bill in my fly and let that parrot.
It'd be better if the parrot. Or like the condor was wearing a thong and you got to slide the money in that.
Condor may have been the scare because they look like buzzards.
They're gross.
They're big. They have fucking big head. That one was like.
What if it went rogue and started taking the children away?
That was
away.
My fears because we were like right near where it like went into wherever, like the back area where they went. And so like they fly pretty close. You know, I get to kind of like watch your head a little bit a couple times.
The fucking zoo. What a prison. Talk about the DAS man.
Yeah.
Those animals didn't do anything.
That one bird. Was like, should I leave?
Those animals didn't even murder a woman.
It was in the tree, and it was like, should I just stay up here? But then it came down for the food.
They manipulated him.
Yeah.
Gotcha again.
How
Hawk.
Do you train birds, though, to fly in circles? It was, I was kind of mystified.
Talk to my dad. He would, yeah. No, it all comes down, basically.
Food. It's all food.
There's not really a whole lot. I mean, you tie a string onto their legs so they don't get away when you're training in the early days.
Well, a couple of them still had them on during the show, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, because they know they're a flight risk.
The condor, they said it was a big deal. It had an injured wing back in the day. So they say it's crazy that it's up and flying.
Yeah, but that's how they justify keeping it fucking in a prison right there. But, we did a good thing. We got its wing back. Otherwise, it would have died, but now it has to serve us.
You should go yell at that dude.
I mean, I don't care that much, but just when I do go there, I do think, God, this is a shitty fucking life.
I saw a lady really lamenting how small the giraffe area was.
Dude, that park is, again, I hike there all the time, and like you can't see it from the park. Like it is tiny. It's a couple of acres at
best. It's not a huge area.
No, it's tiny, tiny.
The probably the best animals there, and I would argue at the zoo, are the monkeys.
It's the only reason I went.
There's one that's I think it's losing it, and it was going fucking crazy. And you, because it was interesting to watch, because you just sit there and watch for, you know, like 5 minutes, whatever. And there's two, I don't know if they're babies or how old they are, but they like ride on the mom's back. And when this thing went by, both.
Wait, what if you saw a full grown male riding on a lady's back?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Come on.
So when this fucking maniac one, because it's howling, it's going crazy. It a couple times where people were watching the glass, it ran by and just fucking did a loud palm on the glass, going crazy. You're like, oh, this thing's losing it. And it went by the ones with the kids. They both grabbed the kids and like moved them to like you would do to like an insane person. Like,
oh, the mom would grab the babies?
Yeah, like adjust it like away.
Get away from this fucking guy.
Yeah, like this guy's fucking loose cannon. And he would go to where the door is and just start fucking kicking it and going crazy. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Because that's, I think, where they get their food at the end of the day. Dude. This thing's losing it.
I guarantee you the handlers would be like, oh, he's having a good time. Just giving you little raps.
It was crazy because they have a peacock that just roams the grounds.
Yeah.
And it was on top of the fucking chimp area on this rock, but it was just doing the...
What do you think those chimps want to fucking eat that thing?
Well, and then the chimps, the crazy one was going nuts, like howling. So it was like you have like dueling animal sounds. And it was a fucking wild, crazy.
I wonder if that's normal. Probably in the wild it might be, but or if that guy literally is fucking losing his shit.
I think he's losing it.
That's fucking sad. It's like clearly going to an insane asylum.
Well, you would watch.
And watching like guys freak the fuck out.
When I would watch, like most of them would stay, like he would come and then others would get the fuck like out of the area that he would come to, like get away. He's coming in. Like get the fuck out of town. He's a loose cannon. They all know it. Like because there was like a rock like up top. He went up there and a bunch of them were up there and they're like, they all fucking disperse. Like get the fuck out of here.
Well,
at one point he started like wrestling with one and the one like got out. Like,
hey, dude, I don't feel like wrestling today. Yeah, it's like, cool.
I got a bad back. I'm out of here, man.
It was like those where you would have a party and there was always. I always had one guy that I knew was like a loose cannon who would always, and then he'd be like, he would start shaking people and people were like, hey, calm down. Everything's cool, man.
We knew a guy like that who would, he'd get drunk at parties in high school and he would bite you to the point where like, it would almost break your skin, but like he thought it was a joke.
But you'd have to laugh it off.
Yeah, because what are you going to do to the guy?
Yeah. There'd always be one guy that finally pushed too far that would fucking fight him.
Yeah, he was a guy
finally like, you know what, fuck you, I'm tired of this shit.
There was a guy who didn't go to, he was a private school guy, but he lived in my town. Big dude, played Division I baseball, and he ended up whipping that guy's ass. Like, it was like the one guy, he stepped to this guy, and he fucking demolished him. Fucking picked him apart.
We had a dude like that, and he was very mentally unstable. And every time he showed up to a party, after about 30 minutes, I would slowly make my way to the door and get the fuck out of there. And I saw him years later, and he had this huge scar on his chin, and it was because he went to a party. I think I told this before. And some guy broke a bottle over his fucking head, and then the shard that was left in his hand, he stabbed him in the fucking chin with it. So he got his comeuppance. But
Wolverine style.
He would always get like, he'd be like, come on, yeah. And he would start shaking people, like, let's wrestle. And I was like, nobody wants to wrestle, dude.
It was my one friend, like, grew up, like, in a neighborhood right near this guy. So we always referred to him as, like, his trainer. Like, hey, man, like, you got to, like, get him under control.
Yeah, yeah. Like, a guy who could talk to him.
Yeah.
Speak insanity.
Because they used to play video games as kids. And he said if this guy would lose,
he'd freak the fuck
out. He would put a bottle in a pillowcase and break it with his fist.
By the way, not much protection there.
No.
I think he's just trying to keep the glass from falling on the ground.
Yeah, or like making a mess. he was a bit of a loose cannon.
Oh, my God.
The type of guy you liked having on your side, but also yes. Didn't know if he was fully on your side.
There was like a few guys like that where you're like, this guy's a good guy to know if some shit goes down and I need his help. But also, the penalty that you have to pay is being with him in these enclosed environments where alcohol is flowing.
Like, I think in middle school, we had two middle schools in my town. He went to the one the different one than me. But I guess he shit in a book in the library and then just shut it and then put it on the shelf.
It's a great surprise. Oh, what is this? Looks like somebody put a baby Ruth in here.
Hope he doesn't listen to this because he'd probably be upset.
I'm fucking coming out there to murder you.
Then in college, his freshman year, he's shit and pissed in like a gallon jug.
This guy's really into some hardcore duty play.
And he whipped it off like a raised area in the dorm at like somebody else's door. And I believe he was expelled from college. No clue what he's doing now. Ran into him once in L.A., at a stoplight, and he said, get in. I was walking to the comedy store. He's like, get in my car. And I was like, oh, fuck. Because he lived here, and I never crossed past.
Oh, I know.
And I was like, oh, shit. And he just drove me around for a while. And I was like, all right, I got to go, man.
Well, his spirit animal is that chimp at the fucking zoo in L.A.
There was these three guys watching behind us, and their commentary was special. He's like, oh, man. Oh, shit. I was going to attack him. Oh, man. Look at that. He's like, these are some gangster ass chimps, man. He's like, these are the ones that threw a raccoon. And I was like, I don't know what that means, what he's talking about. I didn't even read.
Dude, what? One of them threw a raccoon?
He claims that, I think a raccoon got in there and he claims one of them whipped it or something. I don't know. I didn't look it up, but
I love how they're like, everyone goes there because like, this is the most crazy ass chimps you're gonna see. Dude, do they give them beer or anything to like just let them relax and kind of blow off some steam?
This one needed some either medication. This thing's losing its mind. It's probably gonna kill either a person or a.
That's great.
Yeah, I always keep like a wide berth, especially in the open air section of like if one of these things gets out.
Well, they did build that fucking that one too. Dude, they built a ladder.
Well, they can
and whip. They did get out.
Say it gets a rock or something. You know what I mean? I'm not. You can whip a rock.
What if, somebody accidentally throws something in there to help it escape?
Yeah, this one is, it's losing.
What if somebody threw a knife in there? You think that thing would pick it up and start stabbing?
Yeah.
You might learn how to eventually.
I would guess, yeah.
They're like, give me the knife. Give me the knife.
Yeah, some fucking zookeeper would have to go in there.
What if he duct taped it to his back and the zookeeper didn't see it? Then he fucking started shanking him.
Well, here's an LA Zoo tip. If you go around 5 when they close, are you there at around 5? Go to the top. Like, so the chimps have their area with like rocks and like there's like water, some shit down
there. Yeah.
And the stuff they can swing on. But then where the thing was going crazy to be let in the door, it leads like ups this. So if you walk up
to it, like an enclosure,
if you walk up above it, there's like a caged enclosure and that's where they get fed right around 5.
Yeah.
That's why it was freaking out because it was getting around 5 and it wanted to get in there. And so if you go up there, you can just watch like you can just see them like they have like blankets and shit. It's pretty weird. Like the small ones have blankets like wrapped around them like kids. And so one of them was like swinging and it had for some reason had a fucking magazine. And it fucking whipped.
Porno magazine?
It whipped the magazine super hard at this other one and nailed it in like the head or the back. Like swung on these ropes with it in its hand and fucking just threw the magazine as hard as it could. I was like,
Jesus.
This is insane. They give them like fucking like heads of lettuce and like food you wouldn't think that a monkey would enjoy. But
yeah.
Like raw potatoes and.
Just everybody's leftovers.
I don't know if they go to like Whole Foods and like get what you can get.
Have you been to the old zoo?
Is this from Police Academy with Bobcat Goldthwait?
No, there is the old zoo. A lot of the enclosures are still there.
Yeah,
it's even sadder. Like I'm talking like about the size of your bathroom.
Jesus,
so fucking tiny.
By the way, last episode we talked about the meatless craze, and Hermosa Beach Mary works for the company that.
Oh, really?
The stock went crazy.
Fucking should have. She probably owns stock in that company.
She tweeted a picture.
I saw the picture. She has really long arms.
Yeah, the arms were.
Is that an optical illusion?
I asked if it was Photoshopped. She said no.
The arms look like
there are no bones in them.
I know. I thought she had like T-Rex arms. And that maybe they're like, we can't have this in the photo. We're going to have to give you extended arms.
Yeah, it's...
She had long arms, but I don't remember
her
arms
being...
I've
never noticed it in person.
Yeah.
Did you think you would?
Yeah, you would think that you would... Those kind... The ones that were in that picture seems like they would drag on the ground.
It looked like the mom from The Incredibles. Isn't she the one whose limbs can stretch out?
Except they didn't retract at all.
Is she a superhero? I'm not sure.
I could be.
I'm not sure. Speaking of superheroes, one is needed for this. This is from Jeremy, a.k.a. Howie Moon.
This guy's got a lot of aliases. I don't know if I trust him.
Terre Haute's own. He said he may be buying a property there.
In Indiana.
Yeah. So this lady, where is this part of the world?
Indochina?
This is in Boston. And I have a related story to this. This lady's name is Kendra Carlson. She's now taken to walking the streets with a large golf umbrella, even on sunny days. Says she feels a little silly, but this is after though. She's 35 years old. She's pregnant, and she was aggressively attacked by a group of wild turkeys.
Halfway in Boston,
in Cambridge. No. When I was in Boston last. I saw a turkey on the streets of Boston.
No, just downtown?
City streets, I swear to God.
Who brought turkeys in?
I don't know. It was just sitting there. And then I saw a comic the other day. I just randomly, you know, on Twitter, you go down a rabbit hole, you end up on some comic you don't even know. Female comic, she's like, holy shit, look at this. And she's like, look at these turkeys on the streets of Boston.
Dude, what is this? The Boston Tea Party times?
I don't know what's
Who
happening.
Who brought wild turkeys in? And how are they existing?
It was just sitting there and people were walking by. I was terrified. I took a wide berth because it was just sitting there like motionless. Because at first I thought it was just like, you know, people put those
like a fake turkey?
Yeah, like those like animatronics.
Well, I get like a duck because duck will go in the fountain. But where did the turkey go?
it attacks pregnant women like this poor 35-year-old.
Turkeys are mean.
And aggressive. So she said, it's the one thing I think I can do to make myself feel a bit more comfortable about carrying the golf umbrella. I heard that the motion of opening up the umbrella in the face of a turkey might be enough to scare it away.
What is she, the penguin? Wasn't that his move?
She needs smoke to come out of it. She's 7 months pregnant. She said she has now a turkey phobia after two incidents in a single week left her face to face with the birds.
Dude, this is worse. So you got turkeys here. You got ATVs in St. Louis. No, like, what's the world coming to?
John Little. He's like Superman. Yeah. John, where are you? We need you.
I got a. What if he has a? What if he has a fucking turkey? What do you call it? Oh, he's got a turkey deep fryer. Yeah, bring your turkeys over here. John, deep fry them right now.
John Little needs to wear like Revolutionary War garb and get a musket and just clear a vigilante.
He needs to get a safari wagon and dress like a safari guy and just sit on the, you know how they on the, when they go on the safari, they have like a chair that's on the hood of the car. He should just be out there with a gun driving through the neighborhood sniping fucking turkeys.
Say you live in the Boston area and there's like a woman that you really had your eye on from afar.
But she lives near turkeys?
Well, and then you're like, here's my Biff Tannen opportunity to save her life and kill this turkey. And it's self-defense. You could probably beat the shit out of the turkey and get away with it.
You could kill it by kicking it in the head. It would drop. It would die.
People, I think, would be pissed at you, but you're like, it was trying to kill this lady.
I mean, look, okay, so I've raised a lot of turkeys. these things, they're scary probably if you have never seen a turkey, but there's nothing that they could possibly do to you.
They're scary. So they're reporting more and more attacks in this area.
What do they mean by attacks?
These things are just going crazy. I don't know.
By the way, isn't it like I remember when we had turkeys? I was a kid, so I always bought into this because it's easy to brainwash a child. But I had always heard that the turkeys can drown themselves because they look up when it rains and it goes in their throat, which I think is a lie because there would be no turkeys alive ever.
Look at this. This is a little a wild turkey flew into a Michigan motorcyclist. The guy was 70, lost his leg, and then died in a crash after he was struck in the chest by a goddamn turkey.
So what's going on? Why didn't we hear about these turkeys before?
Fuck Planet of the Apes. It's the turkeys we have to worry about.
I bet it's China and Russia.
It could be. There was a beluga whale that they said was a Russian train and like equipment on its back.
See, dude, that's why you got to love Russia, because they're such out-of-the-box thinkers.
Yeah, they're like, the beluga whale market is untapped in warfare.
Well, no, then it starts swimming near and they can see what's going on underwater, I guess. do you think that they just started... Can you imagine if Russia or China just started flooding major cities with millions of turkeys?
There'd be a problem.
It would shut us down.
A dude who works for the wildlife biologist from the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife, he said April is the month you got to watch out for. It's certainly the most common time frame when we're getting reports about turkey issues.
Yeah, but did you ever hear about this before?
A little bit. Not crazy. Not in Boston, no.
Yeah, what's the uptick?
They're in my town now, too, which I never saw.
What's the uptick in turkey sightings?
It's a lot. I don't know the percentages.
No, but I'm saying what's the factor? Like, what's the cause of
it? Oh, I don't know. I don't know if people are building to their habitats or if, I don't know, food's scarce where they are. It says many wild turkey reports involve the birds taking over streets and blocking traffic or pecking at cars. But this woman's first experience, April 2nd, was one that left her sobbing in a stranger's kitchen with welts on her legs, and she tried to regain composure.
Sobbing! Sobbing! Oh, my God! Wait, there's never been a death by turkey. Like, it might peck at you, kick the fucking thing out of the way, and it's going to leave. It's like a swan attack.
You got to boot it. You gotta wear those steel toes. Kick it right in the fucking...
Oh, my God.
Kick it right in the private.
This is how soft we've really gotten. Well, this lady's being stopped by a turkey. God damn, do you know what? You know what else could stop this lady? Just about anything.
She was walking on Reservoir Street, if you live in the area, around 6:30 p.m., when she noticed a large group of turkeys in a nearby yard.
Oh, God, here they come. What, did she just turn her back and start walking the other way? And the turkeys started coming faster?
It's like bullies.
So she started walking faster?
Then, just ahead of her, a second smaller group of three turkeys lingered close to the sidewalk.
Oh, hey, they blocked her path.
Carlson said...
This sounds like literally a gang. She walks down a bad street and there's fucking gangs hanging out.
Carlson said years ago she was attacked by a goose while jogging. This woman, birds hate this lady.
She was also sexually assaulted by a pigeon.
The bird flapped its wings at her, pecked her neck, and tore her shirt. She said she later laughed about it.
Tore her shirt?
Yeah.
That's a lie. There's never been a fucking animal.
The pervert goose.
A goose has never torn anybody's shirt.
She wanted to see those titties.
Let me see them. She makes this sound so nefarious. Like, I turned to walk away, and then three other turkeys blocked my path.
She said she later laughed about the incident with her friends. By the way, Courtney...
this is a great sketch, by the way.
Courtney was attacked by a hawk while jogging once.
Really?
And then realized...
Now, that's a real deal.
There was a sign that said, like, hey, stay away from this area. There's a hawk...
Where was it?
Nesting in Monrovia.
Oh, okay.
And it came down. It started pecking at her head.
Yeah.
She had to, like, just keep trying to run through it. Instead, it had, like, she had some scalp injuries.
Something tells me that she may have been trying to get those eggs out of the nest.
Yeah, she's a known... it was Easter.
Egg thief.
It was Easter, and she wanted some bigger, fancier eggs.
No, owls are legit. Owls and hawks will attack you if... Owls will just attack you at night.
When you can't see them.
And I could see that. But turkeys... I mean, they fly, but not a lot.
You try to punch an owl, it can do the head spin. You hit the back of the head.
You won't even hear it coming.
Where the bones are the hardest, and it breaks your fist.
Yeah, it lowers its head down like Brian Dennehy in that fucking movie Gladiator.
But now, being 7 months pregnant, this lady did not want to take any chances with these turkeys. Thought they may kill her baby.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Kill her baby. What? Oh, they're going to knock her down, and then one of them's going to stick his head inside her vagina and pull the kid out by the leg.
Could be abortion via turkeys.
This lady is creating a fucking panic. None of this is ever going to happen. You need to just fucking man up and start saying, just carry a fucking bat with you or us. You know what? All you need is carry a cane.
She now
just push it away.
Now she has the umbrella.
Oh, God.
She said, like a racist who sees a young black guy, she said, I crossed the street to the other side. I was very, very concerned that if a turkey came after me the same way the goose did, I'd be on the ground and my pregnant belly would be unprotected. She crossed the street.
Okay, so your pregnant belly's unprotected. What's it going to do? Peck at it? I mean, what the fuck does she think is going to happen here? This lady is causing hysteria for turkeys.
This lady is very pro-Thanksgiving. She wants them all murdered
and
served up.
If I lived in downtown Boston, I would be like, good, we don't have to pay for a turkey anymore. At night, I'm going to go out there and just fucking kill one and bring it in, and we'll have a fresh turkey.
Could be good training for you for a mountain lion. Just take out a larger animal in an urban atmosphere.
I've dealt with turkeys for a good portion of my life. I never had a problem. Even as a child, when a turkey was bigger than me.
If you live in the Boston area, get on an ATV and just nail one of these things. Just run it right out. Run it down.
Just put some fucking steaks in the front of it. You'll have 14 turkeys to eat.
Just skewered on the front. Then you can just drive through a fire.
Dude, this is ridiculous. This lady's ridiculous. This lady is so fucking out of her mind, worried about her baby. Are you fucking kidding me? You could have 100 turkeys around you and they couldn't do anything to you.
So this woman crossed the street. She suddenly noticed one of the turkeys from the second group was walking towards her.
Oh, hey, look,
and there's two others.
Like, hey, what do you think? Let's get this bitch over here.
Two others were close behind. They were stalking her.
Turkeys are, by the way, the dumbest animals alive.
Unsure what to do, she puffed up her chest and her arms to look bigger, but she also became frozen in a moment of panic.
Dude, if you're frozen because turkeys are around you...
Couldn't you just outrun
it? You got bigger issues. You need to go talk to somebody because you need help. Because you... By the way, why don't you just carry some bread with you and just throw it? They'll eat it, the bread, and leave you alone.
Or mace. It's not,
this lady's making it sound like these guys are trying to rape her.
Why not mace it? Like mace it like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, also.
Or shoot those...
viable option.
Those bean bags at it. Yeah. Get a beanbag gun.
Or how about you just kick one, and then it won't bother you anymore.
Get John Goings' toothpick gun. Get a toothpick into
That's true, too. That would be.
Into the neck.
Yeah. It's got a long throat, large target.
The birds got closer. They circled her. In an instant, two more had come over.
Now, I can't tell if this article is written to sound like this or your inflection is making it sound like this, but this sounds like one of the most ridiculous things I've ever fucking heard in my life. This is not an issue, lady.
She said they were pecking at my legs. I was screaming bloody murder. This lady's like screaming.
Somebody help me, imagine, please. Sit.
I would just be frozen watching this. Like, how is this going to play out? I bet you. Are they going to kill her?
Dude, there's a million people that were probably like, what's this lady's fucking problem? One of them is just lightly pecking her.
She said she began waving her arms, yelling, kicking at the turkeys, anything to get him to leave her alone.
And nothing would stop there. She said they were relentless.
She said, I just could not get away. I was trying to kick up my legs behind me to push him away and then taking baby steps, screaming, hunched over, hovering over my belly. She's like, my baby, please, leave me alone.
Dude, I guarantee you, there were a million people walking by going, is that lady mentally ill? What's wrong with her?
Or they thought it was like street performance.
Performance
art. Yeah, like, look at this. This is funny.
There's no way that I would help this lady. If I heard her screaming, go, what the fuck's her problem? There's just a bunch of turkeys standing around her.
As the attack continued.
And the attack continued.
Yeah.
They were fucking, as the attack continued.
A neighbor showed up and used a broom to swat away the birds.
I guarantee you, he just walked up and goes, hey, get away, guys. All right.
Two other people came to her rescue and she escaped.
I'm surprised the helicopter didn't come down with a guy in a basket and he lowered her in and she was airlifted out of there and then treated for all her injuries. She was put in the ICU for a week.
She said it felt like it lasted forever.
You fucking... She what has, is wrong with this person?
She is post-traumatic... Post-turkey stress disorder.
Oh, my God.
One of the neighbors invited Carlson inside, gave her a glass of water. She cried in the woman's kitchen, sporting visible peck marks on her legs.
How awkward was it for that lady when she was going, yeah, everything's cool, lady.
I bet she had to like wait 4 hours to be like, you can leave now. Like, they're gone.
I have to wait for my husband to be right outside. And
I
then
can't
I have to
go
run
out there again. I'm moving. She might move.
Area. She should. You know where she should move? Into some sort of a house that has rubber walls everywhere where nothing can touch her. Because, lady, this is one of your least concerns right here. Wild turkeys attacking you.
What if her kid grows up to be a turkey lover?
How old is this lady, by the way?
To 35.
She's too old. I mean, this lady is such a weak stick. It's unbelievable.
She had to do what a lot of people do these days. She went on the app Nextdoor. If you haven't heard of it, it's just kind of a social network for neighbors to share tips. Courtney's on it to just laugh at what goes on in our neighborhood.
Dude.
Somebody was freaking out that they found an injured bird, and they're like, this is an emergency. What should I do? It's like, figure it out.
You got to kill it.
Figure it out.
Because it's going to die.
It's not an emergency, by
Dude,
the way.
I can only imagine how cunty that fucking app is. People that want to talk about their neighborhood?
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk to people in my neighborhood when I see them. Let alone talk to them online about what's going on. I can only believe how that turns from like emergencies into, oh, did you see that there's a random car outside Bob's house and his wife's out of town, probably his mistress.
In a suburban area, definitely. But even in LA, these idiots, it turns into, have you guys noticed an abundance of butterflies? Because did you see like, yeah, the butterflies? What's going on? It's like all these idiots just talking to each other, and like they probably don't even know each other, to be honest.
Dude, when I see those signs that are like, so there was somebody that looked like this walking through our neighborhood at 2 a.m, I rip them down. I go, fuck you guys.
And you're like, that looks a lot like me.
Yeah, it is me. That's usually why I'm ripping them down.
So on the app, she said, be in all caps, careful, especially if they're making direct eye contact with you.
Who, what, wait, dude, did she really just say that?
Yeah.
What, is she giving these things like a human quality? They don't make eye contact with you. They go, what are you talking about?
She should wear shades so they don't know where she's looking. They're like, wait.
Oh, fuck.
She's got a poker face.
Is this, are these turkeys like the homeless people? Because if you make eye contact with a homeless guy,
yeah,
you're going to get some real knowledge.
You're bringing
him
over. She tried to put the incident behind her, but a week later, while on a morning walk near Fresh Pond Parkway, I don't know where that is, she was again approached by a pair of turkeys. One charged her. This time she wasn't attacked, but it was enough for her to contact state officials and ask for advice.
No. No, she did not.
She called the state officials.
What are they going to tell her?
They're like,
hey, get a grip, you fucking crazy
asshole.
Yeah,
try not to walk where turkeys are. I don't know.
How is this lady... Okay, so now I have a new hypothesis of what this lady is mentally ill, and she is going out of her way to walk into wild turkeys, stopping, waiting for them to come up to her and attack her just to get attention. That's what my theory is on all this.
Maybe wrapping her legs in turkey food.
It's all allegedly.
She spoke with the biologist guy I mentioned earlier, who then reached out to Cambridge officials to discuss what steps to take, if any, about the birds.
So with all the things, all the issues we have plaguing our major cities, now these assholes are taking money and time away to fucking start to handle a turkey crisis.
Yeah.
You out of your fucking minds. Well, they do what St. Louis did. They're like, hey, ATVs, nothing we can do about it. We're just going to let them go.
Politician in this area needs to run on the turkey ticket saying, yeah, they're going to, I'm going to stamp these turkey motherfuckers platform out of the city.
He just holds up two dead turkeys in his hand. He's like, more turkeys.
I killed these, and he bites the raw meat out of the breast.
I got news for you. The only person that will vote for him is this crazy fucking bitch right here.
The biologist said it's breeding season around April. That's why there's an uptick in the
In the downtown area.
Yeah, and they love fucking in urban near buildings. Reports about aggressive turkeys have been plentiful in recent years, it says, particularly in suburban neighborhoods. 2 years ago, Cambridge City Councilors passed a policy order asking the city manager to speak with the Animal Commission about how to handle the wildlife after officials heard complaints from residents being harassed by turkeys. It's a major problem in the Boston area. 2017, Massachusetts Department of Fisheries and Wildlife put a statewide notice urging residents to remain vigilant following recent inquiries and reports from the public about turkeys acting aggressively towards people and pets.
Oh, my God.
State offers tips online to prevent conflict with turkeys.
What are the tips?
Including trying to scare or threaten them by making loud noises, swatting them with a broom, or spraying them with a hose. You got to carry a portable hose.
Like the old, why don't you just bring like a seltzer bottle? Like, why don't you get Three Stooges them and hit them with the seltzer water out of the fucking pressurized bottle?
You know who's loving this? Is Super Soaker is like, this is a great campaign.
Oh, dude. Rebrand just to turkey weapons.
Yeah, turkey stoppers.
Fight the turkey epidemic.
This lady's going to be walking around with a fire hose attack, like a long...
Do you think that we're turning to such pussies that one day this lady will have a statue of her? Like she was the one who fought against it.
With dead turkeys around her feet, I hope.
It's like, she's the one who stopped the turkey plague of 2019.
This dude said the best thing residents can do is not feed them, intentionally or otherwise.
The best thing they can do is just be like, all right, there's turkeys. It says, probably the last one is don't make eye contact.
At least all these behavioral issues that are problematic, he said, from aggressive behavior to property damage and so on. That's always the message I'm trying to preach. It's the one thing sort of controlling the abundance of turkeys in most of these communities is some idiot giving them food and then they stay there. While Carlson, the pregnant woman, feels better prepared to fend off the creatures now, she said she wanted to share her experience to warn others.
Oh, yeah, because that's something we all need to be warned about. Oh, wait, the last one was like, don't wear sexy clothing if you're a man or a woman.
Geese, especially. Yeah. They'll rip your top off.
And they'll pinch your ass with their beaks.
Wonder if these animals, maybe somebody dropped some blue chew out of their pocket.
Oh, they're horny?
The goose ate it. Instant horniness.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's a,
they got a hard cloaca.
It's a theory. She said, this is going to set you off, so be prepared. She says,
okay,
I am sort of a strong person.
No, you're not. Are you fucking kidding me? You're the weakest link, you motherfucker. Are you kidding me? Dude, I'm sort of a strong. You can't handle a fuck. I was handling turkeys when I was 3 years old. I never had a problem. They were taller than me. I never had a fucking problem. You know what I mean? We've raised hundreds of turkeys. I've never had a fucking issue. What are you talking about? You're a full grown 35-year-old adult.
And she said, and I could not imagine if I were not able-bodied or in a wheelchair or if I had a child with me. I want everyone to know there are some tips for staying safe.
Wow. I've never read a story that sums up our current condition in the United States greater than this article right
here.
I
like that she's not concerned for herself because she's strong, even though she wept in that woman's kitchen. But she's concerned for wheelchair people and children in the area.
We've gotten so fucking weak. It's unbelievable.
The turkeys are taking over cities. And Watch out, everybody.
Yeah, you could be next.
Your city could be next on the turkey hit list.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been more blown away by a story in a long time than this right here. I'm like, my mind is boggled.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
The Bushman should go in and kill these things.
Why are you more concerned about like feral dogs? Those actually attack people.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would rate a feral.
Cats?
I mean, I fear birds, and if a turkey attacked me, it would be bad, but I think I would probably kick it because I don't like birds.
Dude, by the way, run at a turkey, and it'll run the fuck away.
Yeah, or pour rainwater down its throat and kill it.
She cried.
Can you give them Alka-Seltzer like seagulls and make them blow up?
I don't know if that's ever happened.
There needs to be an
They should do a Mythbusters where it's all fucked up things like that, like feeding a fucking seagull Alka-Seltzer.
There needs to be an Alfred Hitchcock remake with turkeys, the big motherfuckers. They're big.
Yeah.
Big, ugly fucking looking things. You could take a golf club and just nail it in the neck and probably break that neck, I would guess.
Dude, you could easily kill a turkey. It's a fucking turkey.
You could do it with your bare hands if you're psychotic.
Yeah.
Like the guy
They're gross, though. When you feel them, they're so gross.
Like the guy who killed Mike Tyson's pigeon in front of him when he was a youngster.
I mean, really, it's just fucking crazy. It's so sad that this is the state that we've gone to. Like, people are like, there's a whole article. It's a long one written about turkey attacks.
Well, it's a real problem.
It's fucking crazy.
It's a real problem plaguing the country.
Look who just got here.
Yeah, a turkey walked into the door.
Would you, Abby, would you be afraid if you saw a group of turkeys that were part of a street gang?
Like an uprising?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay, never mind. Please. Okay.
If turkeys were organizing?
Yeah. Yeah, if turkeys were attacking you on the street?
If they had developed the ability
to... No, I'm talking about just regular... No, regular wild turkeys... But they now live on the L.A. streets, and you have to pass them on the sidewalk.
Why are they living in L.A.?
I don't know. Okay. Well, I think we're done. You're part of the problem now.
By the way, now I'm getting worried about, after you said that, because now I have a new route. I like to switch up my route to go to Griffith Park. So now I walk by Bill Burr's house, but I do it at like 2 in the morning, and I notice he has cameras, and I stop to look at his camera. Because I was like, is that a camera? So now I was like, I got this fucking guy 2 a.m. fucking looking in my house.
I hope I'm with you if we're ever around him. And he's like, are you feeling the fucking night prowler coming to my property?
Because this street's quieter now. Because
and I can
a lot
see
of
him
these...
just sitting in front of a monitor at like 2 a.m. to
yeah,
see what's
true.
Happening.
What the fuck is this guy? I made a mistake because I was like, is that a camera by his gate?
You're
and like, then I looked right into it.
You're like, let me put my face right up into it.
Because his street's quieter because when now, since it's summertime, they have the Greek Theater and there's too many cars. And I walk because I want to get away from the traffic. He lives on a quiet street. So I walk by his house all the time. But the other night, it was like really fucking late. And I would go, oh, does he have cameras? And I looked right into the fucking camera.
Here's your ultimate in with him. P22 comes down. He's coming out to his car. He's trying to kill Bill Burr. You come out of nowhere. You happen to be walking by. You jump on P22's back.
Slit his throat.
Or you choke it out, you kill it, and you and Bill Burr become best friends.
Maybe I use John Little dressed as P22 coming down the street.
I'm not wearing a seatbelt when we ride over there, that's for sure.
Yeah. I cut all my seatbelts off.
Somebody requested a Y report. It's been a while.
Oh, actually, you know what would be great for John Little? This is actually a great invention. It's a t-shirt that looks like you're wearing a seatbelt.
Wow. Somebody should make that for him.
It's a t-shirt that looks like you're wearing a seatbelt.
And he needs a ceiling thing that looks like a smoke detector. He just starts faking all these things.
You know, do you remember that guy that painted? Remember the picture you showed of the guy who painted like the sidewalk that looked like it was three-dimensional?
Yeah.
That's what you need. All you need is a guy to paint a smoke detector on your ceiling that looks three-dimensional.
We should get John Little the seatbelt shirt.
We should make him one.
And he could wear it.
He would wear it. But also,
see if it works. Also, if he get the ticket, though, he would come with us.
But the shirt looks like he's
like, this shirt sucks, O'Neal. You owe me $80.
The shirt looks like he is topless. So it's just like a seatbelt going across your bare chest.
And there's sweat on it.
He's got big titties.
His nipples.
Huge nipples.
I think you're on to something with this.
Yeah.
I think people would wear them.
I think so, too.
You could make a hat that looks like a motorcycle
helmet.
Let's
design one, and we'll sell it on the D&O page.
Yeah. By the way.
So coming soon, folks, you're going to have seatbelt t-shirts.
Check out the Shing Pai t-shirts there on Threadless. Also, we got the 200 show coming up at the Comedy Store.
That is true.
Belly Room, June 20th, 8 p.m. It's going to be a barn burner. Eleanor Kerrigan, Earl Skakel, Andy DeWitt, The Bush.
Earl's excited. He goes... June 20th. I thought I was talking about a UFC fight. I go, "What? Who's fighting?" What are you talking about? It's your live show. I go, oh, he's like, I can't wait.
I'm more excited than you.
He's like, I'm glad I got billing over Bush, man. He was concerned about the billing order.
Yeah, he tweeted about that.
It's a fucking...
So come see the show. Tickets are going to sell out, so we recommend getting them. Yeah. Go on Eventbrite and look us up. You'll find
it's the Belly Room show. Yeah, D&O 200th show. And also check out Beach Cops.
Yeah.
It's getting wilder and wilder.
We're on episode 12 is going to be coming up. Yeah.
We're doing it on the new date, but it's on the 1st and the 15th of every month.
We're going to get video capability very soon. That'll be,
I think, this coming up episode.
Yeah, so get on the Beach Cops
train.
It'll
be night vision, the only podcast in night vision.
Somebody just recently contacted me. They said they love Boner City, making their way through it, when they're waiting to finish to get into Beach Cops.
Okay.
Said they have a man crush on Andrew DeWitt.
Oh, I saw that. I like how he threw in, by the way, the only reason I'm going to be tuning in to Beach Cops is for Andrew, not you guys. Well, fuck you guys.
Thank you for the support either way. Somebody wanted a wire report. I'll do a quick one here. It's been a while. Saw an old guy recently. He really mystified me. He turned around, and I noticed that he had back hair that was in the pattern of angel wings.
He shaved it?
But it wasn't shaved. It was bizarre. No. Yeah.
What, do you think he had lasered?
I don't know.
Could have had it lasered.
It was like, you know, when people get the waffle, that it looks like Jesus is in, like has been.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
Did you take a picture of it?
No, I was in the water. I think I was in the water.
Do you remember when Kimbo Slice would shave stuff in his back, in his shoulder hair?
In his chest hair. He did the arrow down.
And he would shave like random shit into his chest or his back hair, hair.
His body was a canvas.
But you're saying this guy is not doing that.
No.
This is full blown genetic angel.
I was like,
hair.
What if he's a real angel? You know, the gift is you're an angel, but the curse is you're going to have a ton of back hair.
Dude, that'd be one arrogant angel. He's like, by the way, hey, take a look at the back. You know what I'm saying? Why would an angel advertise?
I don't know. So then I think I talked about this guy a long while ago. There's a guy who I think he looks like a horse jockey, and he tried to talk me up. He's always in the sauna. I don't know if he even works out there.
Yeah.
So then... I saw that guy who I always see. He's always there at night when I go. And then something blew my mind, because standing like 4 feet away, I see the same guy. And I was like, what the fuck? So I looked at the first guy, and I think they're twin brothers.
Whoa.
And so I was like, which one of them is constantly talking to me?
Dude, maybe it's both.
You know the gif, a lot of people use it, of Spider-Man looking at Spider-Man, and they're both pointing at each other?
Yeah.
It was like that. It really blew my mind.
Do you think that you've been talking to both of them?
And I have no idea.
Do you think that they really know what they're doing and they're fucking with you intentionally?
I don't know. To this day, it may have been a clone.
I think you still, though, are like, hey, which one of you horse jockeys was talking to me about?
Which one of you is more annoying? Because they're like, it's a very specific looking guy. He's like 5 feet tall. He weighs like 100 pounds.
How crazy would it be to have a twin of that style?
To see it, and they're both in towels with no shirt. It was crazy.
Do you ever say, hey, take off those towels. Let's see if the dinkies match the fucking face.
I couldn't believe it.
What if there's one brother that's super cool and the other's a huge
dorker?
What
if they have triplets and one's like 6'8" and he's fucking the man?
He sucked all the good genetics out of those
two?
Yeah,
he's like the Schwarzenegger. I was swimming next to a snorkeler, which everyone knows my feelings on people who use snorkels in the pool.
Hey, why snorkel in the pool? If you want to snorkel, go to the Bahamas. Get the fuck out of the Y pool.
He started doing backstroke, but he took his goggles off, and I felt a lot of churning water and splashing, and I stopped to stare at him, and he was intentionally kicking up a storm when I swam by his area. He was trying to churn up water because I think he felt that I was churning up water.
I've never seen a more hated man than you in this. Why? Is it jealousy? What is it? Are you splashing too much?
He had no goggles on. It's a cardinal sin in this area. No, people who know how to swim don't get mad at me, but idiots, amateur hour, snorkelers don't understand.
I think you need to get a little more aggressive about this.
So I did a lap where I kicked soup as hard as I could to splash as much as I could in this guy's face. And I was tempted to take the snorkel and throw it in the toilet because I did see it on a counter.
You know you should take a dump in it, so when he sucks that, he gets a huge
turd. Like, fuck you, snorkel man.
Dude, put duty juice in the snorkel.
I had to listen to a guy basically giving a PowerPoint presentation on trains in the sauna for like 10 minutes. It was
Like model trains or real trains?
No, real trains. On speed trains. This guy was like an expert on trains.
Who is the Dwight from The Office?
He's talking Japanese trains. He's talking about the train they're trying to build from Northern California to Southern California and why it will work.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of knowledge of trains to know that that's a fucking scam.
When he left, a guy turned to his buddy, super sincere, and said, "Man, that guy knew so much about everything. That was interesting." And I was like, you fucking mind of the shittiest fucking thing I've ever had to listen to in my life.
By the way, if you want to learn about trains, just go on Wikipedia. What the fuck you got to be trapped by this guy for? So, dude, you got to fight back with these people. You need to shame them. Like, hey, maybe if your skills were a little better, you wouldn't be such a fucking pussy getting water in your eyes.
I should carry a turkey in my gym bag and let it free on people to do my bidding.
Dude, what you should do is carry some other goggles and be like, wear these, you pussy.
I think a while back, I talked about the guy I saw swimming with a court-ordered ankle bracelet on, an Asian man.
No, I don't think he did.
I didn't?
No, like a house arrest?
Yeah, so I saw this guy swimming. I wasn't in the pool. I was walking. And then I saw something around his ankle, and I jokingly was like, oh, what if that was an ankle bracelet, like a court one? And then when he got out, I'm pretty sure it was.
You know, it could be for alcohol, too.
Yeah, I was like, that's bizarre.
They have those? If you're, like, court-ordered that you can't drink, like, I don't know. Maybe you killed somebody.
Yeah, it was...
drink and drive it. They have it, and it tests your sweat.
Crazy that it's water, like, that doesn't affect
They it. Shower in it. I mean, they have to do... Something tells me it could be one of those alcohol, but how humiliating is that? You're like, oh, by the way, happened.
It's noticeable enough that I saw it from inside the water. I could see it underwater.
If I were him, I'd swim in jeans.
Yeah. Or like at
cover
least,
that up.
You can wear the long, like the, you know, the Olympians wear, the long, like, speedo, like pants.
What?
That's what Olympians wear now. A lot of them.
You mean like the full length?
Like length. Like Speedo pants.
Oh, I didn't know they were wearing full pants.
Yeah.
Like Phelps is wearing pants?
Some of them.
Oh, you mean like the one piece?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they wear pants, but they do wear the top and like down. I saw a dude in a female bathing suit in the locker room with a very noticeable dick bulge. It's a new era upon
us. Wait, you mean like a one piece? Or like a two-piece?
No, like a one-piece women's bathing suit, but it was a
like it didn't have any room for your package. Like it didn't,
No.
It has a little bit extra baggage there to cup you.
No, I mean, it was a women's bathing suit. And it's a new era. A new era. It didn't bother me, but it was just,
But you could see his dick and balls clearly.
When it definitely, you know, it's a little different.
Throws you off.
Different than what you're used to.
Here's my only problem with that is that, sometimes you'll stare because you're like, oh, that's interesting. Not that you have any issue with it. Then the people will be like, what are you fucking staring at? What, you never seen a dude in a women's bathing suit?
Yeah, it definitely caught my eye.
You can't... That's my issue now. It's like a lot of times people get really angry if you go, sir, or excuse me, man. It's like you got to give us a little time to adjust here.
Yeah,
there has to be an adjustment period.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We've never seen this. This is breaking ground. It's like, hey, man, I looked quick. I wasn't staring, but it was like, I was like, whoa, that was, took me by surprise. That's funny.
Vice did a thing about male to female weightlifter who like wasn't allowed to compete, and like I've never seen something get more dislikes in my life. I was like, you know, you can't have fucking, you can't, I mean, it's
crazy.
They
need their own division
because
it's just unfair to compete with people who aren't genetically the same as
you. Dude, no matter what, you're built, men and women, I'm tired, they're built differently. They're structurally built differently.
It's a fact. It's not opinion. It's factual.
And I don't care if you have the same muscle mass, just the fact that your frame is built completely different.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm on hormones, but it's like it doesn't make up for the fact that your frame is still that of what you were born.
There's such pushback on this. It's like, okay, I get it, man. Like, you guys can do whatever you want, but like now also don't start throwing fits about this.
Well, it's different when competition isn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like I can't exist. It's like, no, you can't compete.
By the way, I can't fucking go to the Olympics for fucking basketball.
I can't compete against children. And you know what I mean? There's certain things. Where
that was the thing. It was like, you can't... I mean, you're not going to be an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
Because it's just it's a matter of fact. Now, if you went and became a woman, do you think you could beat women?
Like Olympians? No.
What about... Wasn't there some high school soccer team that beat the Olympic female soccer team?
I don't know.
I heard about that. It was like,
it's always the myth of guys who are like, oh, I would dominate the WNBA. I've played with women.
Well, no, they're tall. I mean, they're fucking tall.
I play with fucking bruisers.
Yeah, but think if you had somebody who, though, was like a D1, a college player.
Oh, yeah.
Who didn't go NBA.
Oh, yeah.
They would dominate.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, there are guys like that who, like, aren't going to go to the NBA
at all.
I've heard
guys like Ari Shaffir say, like, oh, I would have, like, 28 points a game. I mean, like, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah, Ari couldn't fight a woman.
No, he would get killed.
Yeah. Like, a woman his size would destroy him.
Ari.
He doesn't like physical contact.
He would be pecked to death on the streets.
Ari is like a guy that would cry and be like, something needs to be done about these damn turkeys.
His corduroy pants would be torn to shreds.
My cords are all fucked up.
I'm going to take mushrooms and I'm going to go on a turkey hunt.
But yeah, I mean, there are certain people that are like high level that would never make it pro as a guy.
Yes.
That could play. Yeah. And by the way, has nothing to do with women. It's just the fact that that's why there's two different categories, because... It's just, there is a difference.
Yeah. I mean, you watch WNBA, like, when the women dunk, that people are like, but they're like 6'8". They're like mystified by it because it's just different.
Someone was complaining about the pay, but I was like, between...
it's demand.
But yeah, like, what do you want? It's not equal demand.
No, it's the demand is none.
That's why, that's like us saying, like, we're not making as much as Bill Burr. Yeah, because the demand isn't there.
But we get...
What are you talking about?
No, but we need to make as much. And it's like,
what are you talking
about?
No,
you don't.
Create the demand.
Yeah, it's like, it's not anyone's fault.
It's unfortunate, but that's how it is, I guess.
Or go do something that there's a demand for. Go find a field where there's a huge demand and do it.
It's fucking...
They go play in Russia and they make money. They're like, well, we shouldn't have to, but it's like, well, you do. Sorry.
European, I mean, you could take a European basketball team and put them against the best WNBA team and they would probably get slaughtered.
I mean, you know, also you can go work another, you know, go get another job. You don't
like
it.
It's like, dude, there's a lot of things that are unfair. Like, there's a lot of things that I can't do. There's a lot of things you can't do. There's a lot of things that you just got to say, hey, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. There's a new woman at the Y who is really, this lady needs a documentary about her life. So I had never seen this before until recently.
Is she a pool goer?
She teaches water aerobics.
Okay.
From the pool deck, doesn't get in the water.
How do you do that?
The first time
why is it just bringing the TV and show a video?
First time I saw her, the two people taking class was like a 100-year-old woman and the lady who was like 500 pounds. They wear like the, what do you call it? The thing around their waist to make them float.
Oh, the belt?
Yeah.
Like flotation belt?
Yeah, so they're in the deep end. And
how many belts did the 500-pound lady have?
I don't know.
She'd have to have like a tire.
So the teacher felt that she's not in the best shape, I'll say that. So she needed a chair because she, I guess, was getting so exhausted showing them the arm and leg motion.
Exactly who I want teaching me aerobics.
I was dying. She was drinking water constantly like she was exhausted. And she had
in a bathing suit?
No.
Street clothes?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
In that steamy fucking pool area?
Yeah. Had a mini fan on her. Like she was, like,
no, like the ones you hold and blow on you?
Yeah. I was like, this is crazy. The amount of things that she needs to teach this class.
So what is she?
Two people.
She's yelling like,
yeah,
do this, do that.
Yeah. But she would do the move like one time and then stop. She wasn't even doing the full workout.
This is clearly a volunteer position.
I would guess.
Who are their choices where this is their best candidate?
I don't know. So then I saw her like a few weeks later and I was like, I got to just sit and watch. Like, this is fascinating. So she didn't like that she had to yell. She now had got a Janet Jackson fucking headset mic with a fanny pack speaker. The people are 4 feet in front of her. I was loving it. I was dying.
That's the crazy, one of the crazier things I've heard this episode.
I was fucking dying. This lady is on a mic.
Do you think that she charged the wife? She's like, I need this. You're going to have to pay for it.
I'm
sure. Here's the receipt.
Brought the receipt. Whether they paid for it or not, she definitely had the receipt.
And no,
the fanny pack mic.
Fucking,
I was like, this
way.
This is tremendous.
Dude, so this fucking lady is like her own walking fucking
like
PA, like Tony Robbins. Like shouter.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
In a chair.
Yeah,
with a fan.
Yeah, and water.
The question is, what's she going to have? What sort of addition is she going to have next time you see
Although
her?
The second class was like a 500-pound woman, then like an elderly woman, and then like a pretty hot, like 30-year-old lady in a bikini. I was like, what are you doing in this class?
Also in a bikini. That's who swims at the Y in a bikini?
I was like, what are you doing here? And then she was like loving it, loving the class. I was like, should I take the class just to see this more, like what goes on in here?
Oh my God.
Dude, the workout looked like it couldn't, like, I honestly think they burned like negative calories.
They gained weight in the pool.
You're like, they're like not doing anything. Cause one, you're floating, which a lot of it is treading water is it takes effort.
Like, so what is she doing? Like raise your arms in the air?
Yeah. Like, oh, let's circle.
Wave them like you just don't care. Yeah,
like, circle the arms. Like, all right, now kick your feet. Like you're jogging. Like just nothing. You're
what
not
did the hot 30-year-old, was she just getting out of a coma or something? Like, well, I mean,
I couldn't tell if she was foreign and thought like this was workout.
I bet it was one of those things. You ever been there where you're like signed up and you go there and you're like, oh, this is terrible, but now I can't leave.
You're like in the pool and this lady's got a microphone.
Yeah.
The fact that she has a microphone is so bizarre. It is loud in there, but you can easily be heard.
It's like when you go to a restaurant and then you just thought of a better restaurant that you actually wanted to go to, but you didn't remember. You already sat down and they brought you water and you're like, I can't leave now. I just got to eat this meal.
And you notice your waiter has shit on his hands and he's serving your food barehanded. Like,
If I were a stronger person, I would leave now.
There was, so a while ago before this, I don't know what happened. So I saw this black dude who was leading a similar type class, but it was like packed. So I don't know if he was fired because he was popular.
And what if he left? I could see him leaving and everyone
took his
like,
clientele with him.
Or just like, I'm going to teach fucking English in Japan.
So this guy was like, I'd give him like 60, 65. Small dude. And he was fucking, you would have thought he was coaching like Super Bowl football. This guy was so
in the water.
Out of the water.
Oh, but doing him.
Come on, ladies. You got no quit in you. You got to come on now. Give it to me. All you got. Like, oh my
they love
God.
That.
Yeah, these women were like, oh, yeah. Like laughing at what he was saying. But he was like barking at him like, come on, Helen. You got more than that. You got, come on. Today's a beautiful day. We can do it. He's like screaming.
And then last day, and then they're like, by the way, next week we'll have a new person.
We have Patty, you can barely make it through the whole workout without sitting down.
Oh, wow.
A water aerobics instructor who gets fatigued. I don't think she could do the workout if she was in the water.
She probably can't swim.
She's got a great vocals, though, on that mic.
Come on.
I should ask
what does
to
she
borrow
sound
it.
Like?
Can I borrow that? I want to do some stand-up at the pool.
What does she sound like? You know who needs that is the guy at the zoo.
John Little needs
doing
one
the
of
bird
those.
Show warm up.
I hope he doesn't find out about it. He's probably married to that woman, to be honest.
If you like water aerobics, you can see my wife at the YMCA.
I was a kindergarten. Did I mention I taught kindergarten 31 years? So yeah, there you go. There's the Y update. You got handheld fucking mics.
Jesus Christ! What a fucking shit show.
Where do you even buy that?
Dude, I don't know. I mean,
store?
I would
online?
Have thought that...
Spencer's Gift? No, Sharper Image, I mean?
Guess you go to... No, I don't think anyone's going to stores anymore. Probably go on Amazon.
When you're flying, you see it in the airplane fucking catalog. You're like, oh, that's a...
I was surprised that the Southwest, the stewardesses or steward... I don't know. What are they?
Flight attendants.
Oh, flight attendants.
Please.
Sorry. I'm surprised that they don't do that there.
I'm surprised Ari Shaffir does. I carry it. I do street comedy whenever I want.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten to that level of like true artist. I don't do clubs anymore. I just do street performances for the people.
I will be walking between 26th and 30th Street if you catch me doing a show.
Here my new Jew Hour. You'll be able to catch it between 24th and 34th.
I'll be on the subway. I'm doing a 2-hour tour if you want to come.
I'll be on the A train doing my new Jew Hour. Car 4.
He's doing fucking portable comedy. I'm surprised no one's tried it, like a special, like in public.
Oh, actually, that'd be pretty cool. Chappelle used to do it in the park, inspired by that one dude who died of AIDS, the street performance. I heard a thing where he was like, he used to do like park shows.
There was
I think he quickly got out of that when he realized how much more money was in the club shows.
Former Comedy Store legend, Walton Jordan.
Yeah, he did that at Santa Monica Promenade.
He used to tell us he loved doing street comedy, and he'd say how hard he was killing. He also told us he could dunk a basketball, and he weighed about 250.
He also
he was
said,
like 5'10".
He also would bomb doing 3 to 5 minute spots. He goes, oh man, I'm used to doing an hour. I can't do these 3 to 5 minute. He'd been doing comedy like 8 months.
He was fucking nuts.
He's like, oh, I just did an hour and a half on the road. I was like, dude, you can't do 3 minutes.
Was it him who attacked a woman?
Yeah.
Who when they were signing the open mic list, he like shoved her or
someone
something?
Cut in line. I was there. It was the fucking melee.
Walton.
PJ's like, who punched this chick in the face?
That was his yard. He was the cell boss.
Yeah, but nobody listened to him. He was like the weakest cell boss of all time.
Old Walton. Wonder where he's at. Wasn't he trying to write a kid's book or something?
He had written, I guess. You know, every time you talk to him, it was always some giant huge career step.
He was the type of crazy that, like, it wasn't, you didn't feel like physically worried, but it made me nervous.
It was
like,
just because, yeah,
like,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
just like it rambling. It was insane.
He's getting a little more delusional as the time, yeah, went on. Just, hey, like, this is allegedly.
He had a great bit about Febreze and your pussy.
Yeah.
You gotta Febreze that shit.
He had a great Bill Gates joke.
He said, it's about having kids. Sometimes you get Bill Gates.
Sometimes you get a
N-word
pouring beer on his cornflakes. He was a black guy for his, this wasn't like some white guy who was dropping N-bombs.
Keep in mind, this was at like 7 o'clock sometimes in the summer when the sun was still out. Tourists were like shell-shocked that they were hearing this.
You know, it was so much crazier back then because people at 7 o'clock would do crazy, crazy material.
We saw Cliff do blackface at 7 o'clock.
Full on blackface, dressed as a woman. Not just regular old blackface. He went...
as his regular voice, though.
He went woman, female blackface.
But with his regular voice.
Yeah, and it was one of the worst blackface makeup jobs I've ever seen in my life.
He was like 50 years old.
But at the time, it just seemed funny. You're like, this guy's going to bomb so hard blackface.
But he was doing his own material.
He was just doing the...
Little Johnny same jokes.
It was kind of like when James Painter did Blue Painter, but he did mostly his own material.
Poor Cliff. We've talked about it before, but we terrorized the man about constantly having a boner, even though he never had a boner.
I wouldn't say terrorize. We wore him down with boner material.
We're like, Cliff, how's that boner? Yeah, you know, pretty good.
And then, a year later, every 5 minutes, we would ask him, you still got a hard, how's your boner doing? He's like, guys, I don't have a boner. And then eventually he left because that's how we wear people down. It's not the big stuff. It's just the little stuff.
War of attrition.
It's the Fang Chow style.
He wanted a Sebring. That was his dream.
Yeah.
I always ask about Sebrings.
Yeah.
And he was looking for a carburetor for years.
Didn't I tell him I had one?
He would just wander around and be like, you have a carburetor?
I had one. And he goes, can I get that carburetor from you?
What was his job? Was he a
He was a car salesman, but I think he was float around.
He would go to Six Flags just to get turkey legs himself.
I remember we used to bring up the turkey leg a lot because he wouldn't go there to ride rides.
No.
It's kind of an expensive thing to do, but he said the turkey legs were the best at Magic Mountain and Santa Clarita.
He had a great look. He was
a portly
man. He wore like a button-down shirt, sometimes short sleeves, I believe, tie.
Yeah.
Pencil-thin pervert mustache.
A little bit, yeah. He had a little
gelled hair, but like kind of spiky.
Very sleazy, but he had that
kind of a tan look, too.
He had that great dad bod, like, because he was he wasn't fat, but he had that barrel chest. He had like a Hasselhoff look.
Yeah, but short.
Yeah, but a little stockier.
Cliff. Little Johnny. He'd do Little Johnny internet jokes.
The way we always got people was wearing them down with something really stupid. Like,
but persistence.
Remember Barbara?
Barbara lost it. Barbara turned to violence.
To the point, all just from calling her Barbara for too long.
A man named Kevin.
Yeah.
Just started calling him Barbara, stuck with it. Made up a backstory to it.
Started bringing him on star. He would let me bring him on stage with his full backstory.
As Barbara.
And then
it was Tommy Morris, his friend. That's why we didn't. Wendy was annoying.
It's similar to Fang Chow now. Saw somebody filled out an application for him.
Yeah. To work at Domino's.
He
was playing games. He somehow got my phone number. Not happy about
it. Yeah, I know. Who gave him that? Because he kept asking me.
That should be.
Do you know why?
Because it should be banned from the comics.
I told him I blocked him on my phone, and then he sent me a text, and I go, I can't read this text. You're blocked. And then he sent me another text. I was like,
why would you?
I have no idea what's going on. You're blocked. And he's like, fuck you. Won't do that. I get Jeff's number.
Yeah, so now, but he's only used it once, and I hope it stays that way.
It won't. You think it will.
Yeah.
So then, what I did?
He's hitting up John Little regularly, because he loves showing me these conversations.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
He's like, look at this. I'm like, okay. And it's not really anything out of the ordinary. I'm like, all right, great.
He also went after you because I thought that you were working the Instagram, so I went and cut and pasted, haha, that's so funny, on about 100 of his Instagram pictures, including ones of like, like his kid, and like ones where it was like sadness. I think there's one where like it was Brody's funeral. I was like, ah, that's so funny on everything. And then he lost his fucking mind and he goes, stop doing this. What is wrong with you? You're fucking losing your mind. It made him so mad. So I went back and did a bunch more because it took like 10 minutes of my time for an hour and a half of some great enjoyment.
Yeah.
It,
so
he got really mad about it. And then finally he gave like a fuck you. I talk to Jeff now. I don't talk to you anymore. I was like, finally.
I may change my number. Move out of the country.
Just tell him this number is blocked. I can't read any of it. And he just
O'Neill took
his
my
shit.
Phone and he blocked it. I don't know how to unblock it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay tuned. He may be doing crowd warm up for the live podcast.
And the Chow and Bush, man.
Yeah,
I think
a lot of people are hitting me
it.
Up where they think it's an evergreen concept.
I think we got to do it. I think Bush should be into it, and we got to pitch. We'll pitch Bush. We'll make that part of the show. Then we'll bring out the Chowman, international comedy duo.
I can only hope Bush feels that it's below him in front of Chow.
I think so. I think he will.
What's his credits? He ain't done nothing. He would lose his shit.
We should plant that seed in Bush early on.
Bush, this guy.
Also, maybe we should write him some bits to do and write him out, and then where Bush talks and then Chowman talks and do some punchlines just to test it out. I think that would be great for Bush's segment, and then bring the Chow in to the mix.
Chow and Bush.
And by the way, stay tuned for those seatbelt t-shirts.
John Little, it'll be a name tag that says, hi, I'm John Little on the side.
Oh, yeah, we'll get it. Yeah, it'll say John
Little.
Well,
you can even do, if it's shirtless, you could even probably do a tattoo somewhere on, like, to.
I was thinking, do we do shirt or do we do, like, it's just like it's a t-shirt that just has a seatbelt that says John.
What if it's shirtless, but it's a woman with, like, saggy tits?
Like a 90-year-old lady.
Yeah, so the
cops, try it out.
Cops like, the seatbelt looks real, but the tits are throwing me off.
And the back of the shirt says, fuck seatbelts. So they never see it.
Or like,
no more seatbelts.
Or freedom or something.
Yeah, back of the shirt says freedom, the front's like.
I've been scolded on Twitter. People are yelling at me saying, it's not about seatbelts.
It's about freedom.
Yeah, saying it's about freedom of choice.
We finally, after all of your yelling, we finally understand what it's about.
Yeah. And John, I think John's worried that people are taking his words too seriously.
I think he's worried about being sued.
Because people are tweeting pictures of Eric Heitz blocked beach cops.
Jesus.
Online.
I'm done with Heitz.
He's really.
We're going to give him some time so we can accumulate a lot of fucking issues. And then we'll go back to Heitz.
He said he was reporting Rick Ingram for a joke about Easter.
What is that about? I mean, that's crazy.
I think Heitz is a religious man.
Yeah, but he's sinking to new lows. I think we got to let him build up some fucking issues, and then we'll go back and really pound him. Because right now he's doing the same old thing. Excuse after excuse.
Call into the show, Eric. We want to talk to you. Let's hash out our problems.
Well, so we're not going to shit on you. We just want to really have a conversation.
Yeah. See, are you ever going to do this bike ride?
Prove us wrong.
Yeah.
It's all we want.
We'll give you some Blue Chew.
Yeah, I don't. You'd have to eat a lot of Blue Chew for that. Does he get boners anymore?
That's the question we could ask him if he ever called in. I would. Yeah. I don't know.
No?
I'm not sure. That's like
riding that bike's bad for your nutsack, especially riding the way he does, because he rides on the middle bar. He rides on the middle bar, like literally splits his nuts in half.
It's also a lot of weight pushing gravity pushing.
Down on top of it.
Yeah, on those balls.
If you sat on your nuts, you'd blow a nutsack out.
Like a regular size guy, they say, is not great to put in a lot of hours on a bike seat.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, this guy's not putting a lot of hours in on the bike anyway.
Never mind a 500-pounder.
Maybe that could be a new excuse he uses. Oh, I don't want to become sterile, so I'm not riding that much.
He just needs to get on 600-pound life. Enough's enough.
Dude, there's a lot of guys doing it. Did you hear about that guy who was like had severe depression, so he just got on his bike and started riding like across Europe, and then somebody stole his fucking bike?
He was
devastated, even though he's getting a new bike.
Was he overweight, or was he?
No, but he just said he wasn't doing anything with his life, and he was depressed, and he just got on his bike and fucking rode, and he just kept going. He's like Forrest Gump.
He's Forrest Gump, the bike rider.
Forrest Hump. All right, well, it's been another exciting episode.
Yeah, scintillating.
And let me know if you had any wild turkey
near-death experiences.
Or if you've drank wild turkey and it almost killed you.
That's more dangerous for sure, drinking wild turkey. I can't believe Abby was on board if there was wild turkey. I think people have gotten so far away from nature that they have lost like their respect for it in a way where you got to know what you need to respect and what you don't. Wild turkeys, not an issue.
Where do you rank in terms of street menaces, coyotes versus wild turkeys?
Coyotes are even lower.
Because they run, they're kind of
they're skittish.
Yeah, they'll run away from you. Stephen Randolph, I heard, almost was murdered by a pack of them. Walking up the hill from the Comedy Store, he was walking up, you know, like it's a windy street.
They were running down.
And they just like went, like engulfed them. Like, but they didn't touch him, but they just like
ran around,
went all around him.
I had that when I used to park my car up the hill when I lived up the street when I first moved out here. I had them all run down. It was just like a bunch of dogs having a good time running past you.
I was almost sexually assaulted by one.
Well, yeah, a turkey raped me for sure.
I fell over and one was tried to mount me and I had to kick it off.
After it came, you're like, all
people
right,
need
done.
To start teaching like turkey self defense.
Well, just
cities.
Throw chi balls at it.
That's true.
I've heard that chi balls work better on turkey. Why don't
Dillman's gonna make it look dangerous?
Why doesn't Dillman ever work this stuff out on animals instead of humans? Seems like it would be safer.
Oh, like, you know, like how sometimes they test like lipstick and stuff on monkeys.
Why don't you test chi balls and your other moves on? I mean, I guess PETA would get on his ass. What if they? What should we do?
Like the crazy monkey at the zoo, and he's like they're gonna euthanize it anyway. Why not let Dillman
go in there and experiment on him?
No, or just say like I can do it. I can give it a death touch.
Dude, this actually might be something interesting to pursue. It's a video of like us trying martial arts out, like chi balls and stuff out on animal, like a dog. Do you think that PETA would? You think PETA would is at the point where they're so fanatic that they would try to stop us?
You could get some backlash. Yeah, I think so.
Maybe we should post an Instagram video of us trying. You know, we've studied. I've been looking into Dillman's teachings for a while now.
I have the book.
Okay, so we have the book. We'll show the book. We're trying chi balls on the dog. Do you think that it will get... And the dog, by the way, will be experiencing immense pain from this.
We need a trained dog that can be like... like it's really in agony.
No. I think that you just let the chi ball take its natural effect. I don't think you need any tomfoolery.
What if something crazy happened and one of us killed it? We would go to prison.
Oh, man, dude. That would be great.
Like it had a heart attack and like the craziest timing... Right when you threw a fake chi ball at it and the thing just keels over and dies.
You know what we should do?
The owner would be pissed.
Yeah. What? Be real pissed. You know what we should do, though? On the new show that's going to be debuting, I think, at the end of May.
Allegedly. We'll see.
Our All Things Comedy show.
Let's hope.
That's a loose...
Fingers crossed.
It's a loose release date.
Don't fly out for it. Yeah, just yet.
Maybe we should do this. We talk about Dillman, talk about his book... Talk about how we're huge fans of Dillman. Then we try a chi ball on an animal.
There are animals in that office.
Yes. And see what happens. And then say that right now this animal is experiencing great, great pain.
I may know a baby who we could try chi balls
on. Let's do it on the baby.
We could try chi ball.
At the end of the set.
The baby has a gi that I believe still fits.
We could
put her in a martial arts outfit.
And there's great Dillman clips.
Yeah.
We're pro Dillman, so we could be pro Dillman on this.
Oh, who isn't pro Dillman?
And so we try it on a dog, and then we try it on a baby. Now, these are deadly moves, by the way.
Yeah, this don't try this.
Would there
home.
Be any part of you that would actually be kind of afraid that
no.
Baby Barb...
I would let Dillman do it on Baby Barb.
Go ahead. Here,
you know, I cannot do this.
I'll kill that baby.
Please.
You're like, no, please kill my baby. I dare you to.
Come on, dude. Do it.
Okay, so let's do that. That should be a segment on an upcoming episode of that. Where
we should
try
and get Bert's bringing his chickens. We'll try it on that.
Yeah. We only experiment. And by the way, from now on, all we do is experiment on animals and babies.
That's our only martial art.
Because you're too scared to let me try the chi ball on you.
Yeah.
So you brought in a baby.
A child.
Okay. Actually, will be fun.
I'll put that down. That'll be in the books. And we're going to need live audiences for those shows. So,
yeah, just a handful of people.
Stay tuned for the announcements on that.
Yeah, it's going to be
late
big.
May, we're thinking, but we're not sure.
Yeah. It'll be fun, though. You guys are going to enjoy it. First, the pilot's in the can.
Yeah. Yeah, close. It's like half in the can.
It's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
has a couple of little touches.
Three quarters down into the can.
Yeah. It's 40 minutes long. The first episode.
It's a long
pilot.
The
next episodes will be a little shorter.
Yeah, we went long, but
it's action-packed.
Yeah, you guys are going to enjoy it. All right, everybody, have a good week. Get on that BetDSI.
DO101. Try that Blue Chew.
Yeah, try it out. Chew it down.
D and O.
Chew it down. Beach Cops, T-shirts on Threadless, live show. Hope to see you guys there. And that will, people ask, that will be streamed, by the way. So if you live out of the country, can't make it.
But it's not going to be anything like being there.
No, it's going to be a live show experience. There's going to be 7-Up cake, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Taste test.
Yeah.
We've got the debut of Chow in the Bush.
Yeah, Chow. It's the only way he can get on this show is on the coattails of Bush.
Yeah. Hopefully he's game for this, because he's a guy who's like, fuck you, I don't do this.
Yeah,
like,
well,
this could be great for your podcast, The Cream Dream.
I actually watched a clip of his Cream Dream.
What is it?
It was on his Twitter, I think, and it was just him talking
about the ad for it.
Yeah, but he didn't sound like his usual voice. He was like putting on a weird voice.
I know. I was like, when I watched it too, I was like, this ain't the real Chowman.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he was probably sober.
That could be true too.
Usually when I get to him, it's midnight. He's had a few drinks.
Allegedly
true.
Yeah, maybe he was the Asian man I saw swimming with an ankle bracelet.
It didn't sound. It sounded like he was like, hello, I am
Feng
Chao.
Sounded like
Feng
he
Chao,
went to one
Cream Dream
seminar on how to be a weatherman and was trying to use that voice.
The Cream Dream.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he spoke in Mandarin, which I understood. I speak a little Mandarin. So.
Yeah. I only understood about three quarters of
it. Yeah. I got some of it.
Some of it was over my head.
All right, everybody. Let's get out of here. That's been pre-show, post-show talk. Watch out for the turkeys.
Also, business talk. Also, behind the podcast talk.
It's a lot. Behind the candelabra talk.
Yeah.
Watch out for the turkeys. You can come, but keep in mind they're gonna come back harder.
Yeah, they're gonna keep coming.
Seagal should be called into anything he kills, he eats.
Look at this, you got turkeys everywhere.
Oh, I see butter ball.
Yeah, I look it in the mirror.
I'm gonna kill these and I'm gonna snatch every last one of their motherfucking birthdays.
I'm gonna eat all their tasty morsels. I could see Stevie Janowski. Oh, the fucking fix.
Someone might chop Garrison Keillor if he walks in that area, thinking that his neck is that of a turkey.
Oh, yeah, I got the waddle.
Kill him. All right, take care.
Well, that's number one bestiality podcast. There ain't no number two. Well, it's a number one bestiality podcast. It's great for me and you. It's Danish and O'Neill.
This is what you have to do to win big tournament competitions. Look better than the other guy, make it look dangerous, deadly, and they love it. We're into pressure points of the human body, 361 pressure points all over the human body, I attack him.
Oh, this is 800 pounds. 800 solid ass pounds.